This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to play this audio for you, Daryl, and then we can react afterwards. I got to get to in a personal thing as well coming up in about 5 minutes or so. But this was Ty Jerome speaking to Ken and Anthony this morning about what he feels is the most important thing for the Cavs for the rest of the season. Here we go.
I mean, we definitely want the one seed. There's not a number of, it's not like, oh, you know, we want to win 65, 70 games. I mean, sure, I mean, we want to win every game as possible, but we definitely want that one seed. I'd be lying if I say we didn't want that one seed. And then, of course, health is the biggest priority, but it comes down to us getting better every day. Because if we don't get any better before the playoffs start, we're not going to make the run we want. So we got to continue to get better individually and collectively, continue to stay healthy. But I'd be lying if I said the one seed wasn't our goal.
Okay, I don't think, Daryl, this was anything that is like, wow, Ty Jerome really stepped out on a you know what I mean? Like, of course, he wants the one
really,
seed.
Really put the Cavs out there, Jonathan.
I don't know what else people expected him to say. It's kind of cool that he focused in on the one seed and didn't focus in on necessarily Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. So I guess I'll give him credit there.
I don't want to put any thoughts or words
in his mouth. Kind of like a one step at a time type mentality,
right,
maybe?
Yeah, just being around the team and covering them.
Yeah, you love this team, especially in the locker room.
I do. I think that's – they're trying not to put the cart before the horse. They understand what their own expectations are, which is to compete for an NBA championship this year, but they're trying not to talk too much about it because what happens when you talk a lot about it, you don't do it, right? So they are, you know, one step at a time here. And he's right. I think it's essential, quite frankly, that they get the number one seed.
Yeah, because you don't want to play. If you get the one seed, then I think the advantage right now is if you have the one seed and then the Knicks and the Celtics are the two and the three seed, then you get to avoid them completely until the Eastern Conference Finals. So you have to go through both of them. And I think that matters in a big way for this Cavs team.
Yeah, I don't want game seven in Boston.
But there's an obvious advantage. Yeah, home court advantage obviously is another big part of it. There's a reason why being the one seed is so advantageous. Like it's not... We're hardly breaking news and saying that they should want the one seed, but I do think it's interesting that they're doing this. You got to crawl to walk to run mentality attached to all this,
right? And when you look at the progression of this team year to year, it has been a crawl to walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
They came close to making the play-in tournament, just missed it. Next season they make it. The next season they actually get into the playoffs and are able to skip the play-in tournament, but they can't advance because the Knicks put the boots to them. And then the next year, they go 7 games against the Orlando Magic. Thankfully, Game 7 was here in Cleveland, because if it was in Orlando, they probably lose it. You know what I mean? And they get to the conference finals, but they're not at full strength.
Yeah.
Not that they were going to beat the Celtics anyway, but they didn't have the ability to give the Celtics their best shot because they didn't have all their pieces and parts available. So it has been a steady progression with this Cavaliers organization and this particular roster, and which you don't see that often. Usually, like, you get the quantum leap, right? It very rarely do you get like this slow progress, and that. But it's been a slow walk for them. They get, you know, that they've the playoffs are what matters.
Yeah.
The regular season matters. Don't
get
it wrong.
They're also not taking it for granted either. And the idea that it's supposed to be given to them, the Eastern Conference Finals, which I think right now a lot of people across the NBA are just giving that to them. Donovan's never made it out of the second round, though, Daryl. Like, the idea that anybody on this team can sit back and say, oh, yeah, we'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. I like that that's not their mentality. And they're just staying focused on finishing out the regular season and then just kind of taking it one stage at a time. Like, I was listening to a podcast earlier today, just one of those national NBA podcasts, and they were trying to tier out where each team is, and they put the Cavs in the same tier as the Nuggets, and the tier was teams that could have a problem if the matchup isn't right. And what they were talking about is the idea that the Cavs, although a lot of people can put them in the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston, if you said they had a hang-up against a team like the Pacers who would match up well against the Cavs, it wouldn't surprise the people that were talking on this podcast. And it was like, okay, I see where they're coming from, but it's that logic alone that probably should have tied Jerome just talking about the regular season right now.
Yeah, I feel like there are three contenders right now for the NBA championship.
I agree with you.
Boston, Oklahoma City, and the Cavaliers.
All right, how deep is that gap between Boston, Oklahoma City, and the Cavs? Because right now, and if you just use Vegas, and I know Vegas can be very, very wrong. They don't build those buildings for nothing, but they can.
I have not consulted your friends in the desert.
My friends in the desert.
With my top three there.
They can sometimes hit it out of the park, though. Right now, they have it's plus 220, plus 230 for the Thunder and the Celtics, and the Cavs are about plus 700.
I love that you know that off the top of your head.
You can tell I didn't look anywhere. I didn't have to go ahead and
That rolled right off your tongue.
I like that you acknowledge that, by the way. I do 5 hours, and most of, like 90% of it is just right off the top of the, like, because it's just, I just have this stuff memorized.
Respect.
And Nick never acknowledges it, but that's okay. He'll be back tomorrow, and we'll make sure we go down that road.
I mean, I did see that Myles Garrett is, like, I think, plus 600 for Defensive Player of the Year next year, or next season, I should say. Probably not in Cleveland, but...
See, now you're putting pressure on. When we talk about Myles Garrett coming up at 520, I'm going to have all these five teams memorized that we got him, though. We're fine. Either way, regardless, doesn't matter. Not the point. The point
there
is...
There goes me jamming you up.
The point is that they don't think the Cavs are in the same ballpark as the Thunder and the Celtics.
I think they are. I really do. I really like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Like the DeAndre Hunter trade.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it gave them exactly what they needed, what they were missing. Now, I don't want to sit here and say that DeAndre is the missing piece to push them over the top, because I felt like they were championship contenders before that trade.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the prime criticism the Cavaliers had? They don't have any long wings that can defend and slow on the perimeter. Well, now you problem solved. You got it right. So I think that where they're at right now, and I like Jerome's approach, one step at a time here. But I can tell you in that building, they've got eyes on winning the Eastern Conference and playing in the NBA Finals.
And they 100%. Should. And they should. It's interesting that that's their approach to it. Stephen A. spoke glowingly of the Cavs earlier today on ESPN. And by the way, we play this because this has not been the narrative over the previous 2 weeks. I pay attention to this stuff.
He flipped?
Not him. I don't know about him necessarily. Okay. We'll play his clip, but I don't know about him. I'm saying most national people reverted back to the Celtics being better than the Cavs in the previous 2 weeks. And there was about a month stretch where the Cavs had taken over as number one team in the East. They've lost that in the previous 2 weeks as Boston's gotten their act together. This was Stephen A. Smith.
I'm looking at Cleveland a little bit differently. The Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm watching them because the more I look at them, the more I think they could be in the NBA Finals.
I think they're a regular season team. I do not like Cleveland.
I think they were a regular season team, but my man, the Godfather, Michael Wilbon, always talks about how before you win, you must suffer. And they suffered. And then not only do they come back better this year, remember, it's not the same coach. You got Atkinson there now doing a hell of a job. And then you acquired Hunter from Atlanta, who's a 6'8 perimeter defender that can give you 19 a game, that can hit corner threes. Cleveland, with their size, their athleticism, their shooting ability, their coaching, you cannot summarily dismiss them. But I'm looking at Cleveland and I'm like, yo, man, they look like they could beat anybody.
I don't know that we suffered that much. Is he talking about the postseason suffering? Is that what it is? So now we got better because we suffered in the past 2 years in the postseason?
Well, the last couple of years, and part of it's because JB ran guys into the ground, out of gas.
Well, we finished the Orlando series without Jared Allen. He played 4 games in that series. And obviously you saw what happened with really Donovan and Evan at the end.
I'm talking like post All-Star break going at like all 3 or 4 years there.
The
second half was a downhill climb.
Sure. And I do think we need to rewrite some of that. Everyone puts that at the feet of JB, but I remember specifically as I was yelling about Donovan playing 40 minutes a game for the final 4 games into the postseason, that was a Donovan Mitchell call. That is something he did going back to his Utah days.
Right.
It was something he felt he needed to ramp up into the postseason, and I only remember it so vividly.
I'll be interested if Kenny's going to let him do it this year.
I just remember railing on it, being like, this is the dumbest thought process I've ever heard. He tires himself out before the postseason, and then he brags about this great like ramp up to the postseason plan that he has when he's never made it out of the second round. Like, at some point you got to alter this, right? So I'll be interested. I'm going to monitor that as well.
I
don't know that Kenny will give him the same leash that maybe JB did in that respect.
I'm just speechless that I actually agree with something that came out of Stephen A. Smith's mouth.
Well, I mean, he was very pro Cavs there. I agree. Go Cavs. Leave that there. We come on back. The latest with the lead. We got to get to a Myles Garrett conversation as a team has called the Browns about Myles Garrett. We'll get to that coming up at 5:20. It's Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Peterlin in on Afternoon Drive and with you guys right here in the Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter. Such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.